And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, season 16, episode 9. There was the thing that was covering up. Season 16, episode 9, Nashville, Tennessee. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review.
Stop acting like you don't know what episode this is. You know you are all the way in on this thing.
They all blur together at this point. It's just like, I don't know what we're doing, but here we are. Let me just warn everybody, it's a whiskey night.
Oh, boy.
So, oh, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy. all I'm going to say about that is be careful, okay? Because, you know, you don't want to be... let's see if I can find this actual comment here, because this comes from when we did episode 123. And what did this guy say? Y'all laughing is weak because kids kill themselves and others for this simple word. So be careful. Don't say the word corny. And let's, because apparently that's a bad word this week. And don't make fun of anybody on the show.
Okay. I mean... everyone's entitled to their opinion, and I have no issue with what that person said. I think, hey, great, you said that. You woke up feeling really serious, and great, you know, good feedback. Appreciate that.
Might have been a bad dream, you know. Could have started that way. By the way, just you said from the get go, it's a whiskey night. Robin says, uh oh. Melissa's Robin. Throwing it up, saying, you know, clink clink. shout out to Omar. I'm just gonna say Omar for short, okay? I don't want to mispronounce completely. But good morning from Australia.
Oh wow, good morning.
Ashley says I made my first live. Hey everyone, and Miss Fraser's got wine on deck.
Cheers, so, Miss Fraser.
There you go. See. All right, so you ready to get into it, man? We got a lot of couples to get into today. Of course, we got to get into Chris and Nicole. We got to get into Shaquille and Kirsten, Clinton, Gina, Eris, and Jasmine. But we got to pick up where we left off last episode. You were so high on this on the wife in this couple, Mac and Dominique. You were a big fan of Dominique in the very beginning of this show, of this season, I should say. How are you feeling now, buddy?
Mac is free. Mac, you are free. Run. Run. You know, we all talked about this at the very beginning of this season, that is 25 too young. Everyone kept saying she's an old soul. I was always bothered by the fact that her mom signed her up for this.
Yes.
But she is super immature. And I'm hoping that Dom watches, reflects, and learns something.
She won't.
From this whole deal.
She won't.
She might not. She might not.
But no. There's not even a might not. No, she won't. What part of what she said tonight, anything she said tonight, whether, I know you didn't watch the after party. I guarantee you, and neither did I, and I know she was on. I caught like the first 5 minutes. I guarantee you, there's no real remorse. And in the first 5 minutes, I think she cried or something, and it was just like, whatever. It's no real remorse. She didn't take any responsibility for her part in any of this. But, you know, McKinley, he sits there, he wants to stick it out, and she's just over it. And to the point that she's so over it and so young, and not just in age, but in her maturity level, that she can't even say, I'm just over it. And he's like, all right, what are we talking about? What are we over?
Use
Dominique,
your words.
You sit right here. Tell the class.
Use your words. This is adult time. This is adult time.
She could not do it, but he made her give a direct answer and say, "What'd you think in that part of it?"
I thought it was good that Pastor Cal kept pushing her. Mm-hmm. To make a decision, because I think she did what a young person would do. I don't know. Like, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go forward from this? And he called her out and even said, maybe 25 is too young.
Right.
You know, and I think it was great for her to be able to hear that. So I was I appreciated what Pastor Cal did in this one, or Pastor Troy, as I like to call him. But I appreciate what he did with this one. But yeah, Dom is the problem. And Max better than me. I wouldn't have watched her pack shit. I'd have been like, okay, so we want a divorce? Cool. All right, I'm going to go out. Just lock up when you leave.
Yeah, he sure was like watching her, helped her to the door. You know, like,
I wouldn't have got the door for you. I wouldn't have done anything. I'd have just sat there on the couch, been like, all right, then.
Hey, don't forget to close the door on the way out.
Yeah. Nope. I wouldn't have been there at all.
Why was she crying? Walking out with her boxes.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah,
you weren't happy. What are all these fake tears for?
You wanted out. You got what you wanted. Why are you crying? Because that's what children do. Because they know they did something. They just don't understand the emotions of what they did. But they know they did something bad. And so they start crying. But she did all this. Mac wanted to still keep trying. She was done. So I was like, what are you crying about?
Exactly. Shante says Dom's mother is to blame for her getting a divorce. No. Her mom is to blame for her signing up for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But she is to blame because you agreed to it. You didn't say, no, my mom signed me up. I can't do it. You agreed to do it. So therefore, it's on you. As an adult, you still got to do it. Just like Terrell sits down and does Ready to Love every week. You got to do it. It's her fault why she's getting a divorce because she decided to give up.
It is. And she said that when she met up with her mom, because her mom was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, Dom really just tries to show her side, doesn't really talk about anything that she could have improved on.
Right.
But here's something that she said that just irritated me.
Uh-oh.
I didn't come in this process to change anybody. I thought marriage requires you to change because you're going to be with somebody new. You have to change, right?
Yes.
I've never been married, so I'm just going off what I've read. Doesn't it require you to change a little bit and you got to work and figure out compromises and all that? She
Not
wasn't willing to do
marriage.
Any of that.
Not just marriage, life. As you grow up, as you grow old, you grow up, as you become a more of an adult, as you mature, you're going to change. And you know what? The people around you should as well. And you should. That's what it's a partnership, right? A marriage is a partnership. You're supposed to help each other grow. She's just selfish. Kitty even says, look, I thought she was pretty. I even changed my mind about that.
I did too. I thought she was gorgeous. And the more I heard her talk, I was just like, no.
Hey, how about Brandy? Brandy said Max should have taken the money his mom offered him. You know what? I bet you he's regretting not taking that 50 grand now.
That's what he was crying about. He wasn't crying about Dom. He was just like, shit.
That's why he lost his voice. He was punching the edge.
Why?
Oh, man. You know, we saw this coming. That's the thing about this. We saw this one coming, and we knew that they weren't going to last. You know, we still got to talk about Clinton, Gina, Shaquille, and Kirsten, and, of course, Chris and Nicole. But next up, Eris and Jasmine.
I hate him every week. It's like I hate him more. Every week, just a little bit more every week. I'm just like, oh, why are you on this show? What I don't like about Eris, and to me, this is just a man-to-man thing.
Right.
I don't like or respect people that can't communicate and they can't talk and just say what they think, say what they feel, and just get it out there. Listen to him talk. Again, it's like talking to a kid. It's like, what's the issue? I don't know. I don't know. What's the issue? Why did you not like her? I don't know. I usually am this way, but for her, just I'm not. I don't know. Like, speak up. Just say you're not attracted to her. It is okay to say, yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I'm not interested or attracted to her.
Okay, hold up now. The thing I got to say about this, though. If all the comments we see in our live chat are any inclination as to why he doesn't, and he says that, he would get killed in the comments. And we know the comment section can be brutal at times, right? People, look, how many posts do you go and like, oh, I'm just going to the comments. And you go to the comments and see what people are going to say, right? So therefore, maybe he is like, I'm being aware of what's on. When the cameras are gone, I'll tell you why. But maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is. But I agree with Dallas Boss here. That maybe he's on the spectrum, but here's what I would argue. People I know on the spectrum have no problem saying what they think because they don't understand feelings.
Right.
And that if I say this is going to hurt you, they just say stuff.
Right.
And so I'm like, dude, if you don't like her, just say that. And the one thing I'll give Eris credit for today is when he was with his cousin Fallon and she asked him how does she handle the conversation when they were with Pastor Troy? He said that she handled it, the convo, like a lady and was very mature. And I'm like, yes, that's what you're lacking is maturity.
So you give him a little credit just to prove that he has no idea what he's doing.
He recognized it. He recognized that, you know what? She handled that with class and maturity, mm-hmm. where Eris, on the other hand, mm-hmm. is just terrible.
Yeah, well, it was interesting to see him on his play date with his play cousin. I will say this. At least she gave him some solid advice, which for the little piece of the after party that I caught, Jasmine was not a fan of when she said, you know, just go home and make love to your wife. And she's like, don't just do it just to do it. Do it because you want to do it, which is true. But it's obvious he doesn't want to do it. OK, and the one thing he does want to do, though, is make sure that he spends time with his cousin. Because here's what really irked me about Eris today. You're having a discussion about this this housewarming party, right? Which is limited by not necessarily COVID restrictions because nobody had a mask on, but to four people, right? Four mm-hmm. guests that sit in this apartment. And one of those people you want to invite is somebody you know doesn't think highly of your marriage, right? Of the process, anything. You have a discussion with your wife about it. She says, I don't want her here because this. You say, okay. And you're going to invite her anyway. Disrespectful, man.
Well, and I agree with what Jasmine's sisters were saying. It's like, this is your wife. And if somebody didn't like my girl, you can't come over then.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be around us. If you don't like her or not even going to try to build a relationship with her, well, you don't need to come over. So I'm not going to invite you to the crawfish boil, you know, if that's the case. But for Eris to still invite her, knowing all the negative things Fallon has said, it's like, why bring that drama
mm-hmm.
into the house? Why even do it? It makes no sense.
It is. And then even after that, he's still defending her. You see this? He's like, well, you know, you have to get to know her because when if you don't answer the way that she thinks you should answer, then that's when she... why are you defending? I get it. It's your play cousin. Or as I've seen in the comments, your alleged cousin. Okay, look. This is your wife.
Yeah.
You said, now granted, you've only known 2 weeks. However, you agreed to do this. You agreed to say, I do. You signed the paperwork. This is your wife.
Yep.
Why are you not taking her side?
Again, to me, that's just immaturity. It's like, hey, you don't like her? Cool. You don't have to come. We're still family. I'll hang out with you separately. Mm-hmm. But y'all don't need to connect until y'all are ready to even try to build a relationship. But it's sad, in my opinion. But what tripped me out about Eris is after he met with Fallon and he's at the house talking to Jasmine, his body language says he's not attracted to her because if he could lean any further away from her on that couch, like he's just like, so yeah, so anyway, my cousin said, like he's just super far away from her. So I'm like, dude, just, you're not into it. Just get the divorce and move on. You are not feeling it. I don't know why or whatever his issue is with her.
I got
But you're not into it. Just move on.
I got it. I figured it out. They gave us the answer on this show, okay? So it's not what y'all keep saying in the live chat. It's not that. This is what it is. Because you notice, when the friends came over, and he's like, well, she's got four dogs. He's like, well? And then they're like, well, you don't let them sleep in the bed, right? Yes, all four of them. That's it. That's what it is. She's let all four dogs sleep in the bed with her. She's got dog hair in her pores, and he's allergic. That's why he's keeping his distance. I've figured it out. I've solved it.
Not true. And here's how I'm going to prove it. I'm going to put you, this is the whiskey talking. In your life, have you ever slept with a woman that had a dog in the bed ever?
In the bed? No.
Not while y'all were there, but I'm just saying, if someone that has the dog in the bed, normally.
I've done some freaky stuff, but not that.
Of course. Of course. You're not gonna... All I'm saying is, look, if he was into her, dogs in the bed, dogs not going to be in the bed while they're in the bed together. He could easily make that rule. That's not why he's not attracted to her. I don't know what it is, but for whatever it is, all the sex talk that he's been doing, he has no attraction to her. And just say that and let's just move on. Her sisters recognize that Eris is trash.
Yes.
And the first sister, then we walked into the housewarming. She's just, it was the fakest hug, like, camera's on, whatever. And then the other sister who just kept looking at him with side eye the whole time. And then why would you say when they're like, what if she wanted to get rid of her dogs? He's like, oh, she would? That would be great. You don't say that to dog people.
I ever. Would. I'm with him on
you
that.
You would.
That would be great. Except, but he did say, except for this one little cute one that I like. That's it.
Still, it's just, he's just not, he just doesn't think very well. And you would think sometimes that people are, you know, professionals in their career, they have this success. Eris, I just don't understand, like, what makes him great, you know, or his communication is so poor. His eye contact is terrible. That is. I'm like, why would anybody want that? But yet, there are apparently women who, as Eris likes to put it, wants their back blown out by him.
What? I mean, you know, people, different strokes for different folks. But High Vibe agrees with you completely. She says, agreed, Tell. It's very annoying to see an adult not being able to formulate complete thoughts.
So. See, High Vibe is my people. We get along. I appreciate your comments all the time because I feel like we're pretty aligned. So you're good.
Unlike Eris and Jasmine, you know, Kitty says if she can get past his wham-shaped head, he should be able to get past a few crooked teeth. We're assuming that's the reason. That's the start of the reason. But
well, apparently, you know, to Jasmine, Eris is Idris Elba. Like, she's like, oh, he's just so fine and he's amazing. At least that's what Eris thinks. But Jasmine, I'm like, get a hold of yourself and just be honest and say, hey, you don't want to touch me. You know what? Let's go ahead and get the divorce.
Look at this. Dallas Boss says, Eris looks easy to draw. I don't know why that comment is so funny.
Wow. That's fire.
And from... This one says, I think Eris, from JD, I think Eris has a big secret, just saying.
But what's the secret?
I've seen that pop up a couple times in the chat, and they're saying, not sure what it is, but it looks like he may have a secret. And, oh, but how about this one from Danielle? Danielle says, maybe Eris and Fallon actually go together, and Eris did the show for clout. I'd believe that over him really wanting love and marriage at first sight. Again, the cousin... who's always there.
But let's just be honest with ourselves. The cousin does have a really nice smile. she does. So.
Yeah, well, according to T-Money Baby, she doesn't know no bra, I swear.
The whiskey. I'm sorry. The cousin has a nice smile. Maybe that's what is his issue.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. All right, we got Shaquille and Kirsten to get to, Chris and Nicole as well. But this should be a quick one. Clint and Gina, good to see them playing nice. I mean, look, it's interesting to see that she's decided to be an adult and actually move in.
Kudos. I was happy to see that they moved in. And at least she's trying, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I am still Team Clint. I like him. I like how he communicates. He's very thoughtful. But the attraction issue is going to be a problem for them. I don't see them overcoming it. Mm-hmm. You know, and honestly, I think Clint could overlook it. I feel like Gina can't.
Right.
And the way that Gina has been and all the stuff she said about him being a ginger and all that other stuff, that's going to be in Clint's head. I just don't think they're ever going to come around around that.
Is it really in his head, though? Because he jokes with his friend, like, you know, about having the same hair color as her dog. Well, she says she doesn't like redheads, but her dog and I have the same, you know, Hank and I, he even knows his name, Hank and I have the same hair color.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of lame because I'm like, okay, it's a dog. It's very different.
Yeah.
It's not a, the dog is not a race. It's not a black dog. It's not an Asian dog. It's not a, can't say, I don't like this race of people, but I'll take a black dog, but I don't have a black people.
You know, there's a joke there that remind me to tell you about the golf course and the blackbird. Okay. I won't do it here. Thought I was going to have to fight on that golf course one day. we got to get to Chris and Nicole coming up in a few. But first, Shaquille and Kirsten. Kirsten looks so happy because she had somebody do at her beck and call, a handy mechanic close by to put air in her tire. Okay. That's the happiest I've seen in this marriage.
Okay. That annoyed me at the beginning. So I'm like, okay, it'd be one thing if Shaquille blew air in the tire with his mouth and checked the pressure.
It's now, we'd not really a question miracle. Him if he did that, though.
It's not that hard. It's not like he did something. You know, if he built an engine real quick because her car wasn't working, okay, give your man kudos. But the fact that he just checked your tire pressure, calm down. Tells me Kirsten hasn't dated a lot of good dudes. So he took me to Applebee's, girl. This is really moving fast. Yeah, Kirsten, calm down.
You know, when they had to get together at the house, right? The housewarming. I like how Shaquille's friend picked up on, this is not giving kiss energy here. I was like, there you go. And then her cousin. So Kirsten's cousin's husband is saying that, no, well, because her excuse is, well, I'm not a good kisser. He's like, wait, no. She needs to let Shaquille be the judge of whether she's a good kisser or not.
That's the biggest bullshit that I've heard. And I challenge anyone in the comments to debate me on this. Mm-hmm. If she's a good kisser, if she's attracted to you.
Right.
She doesn't like you.
At all.
That's why she doesn't want to kiss you, is she's not into you. Mm-hmm. I've never come across someone, I really like him, he's so sexy, but I'm scared I'm a bad kisser, so I'm just going to, you know, handhold and give him hugs and rub his bald head, but I won't do anything else because he's not going to like me. BS.
Do you think she's saying a wish every time she rubs his head? I wish these 8 weeks go by fast. I wish these 8 weeks go by fast.
She's rubbing and hoping it'll change. It's like, still look the same. Still look the same. She's not feeling him. And here's the thing that bothers me about Kirsten and Shaquille's situation. It sucks for Shaquille because I think he's a good dude. Plus, he's an alpha, so he's pretty awesome.
Boom.
But if you don't like him, just say it.
Exactly.
But don't do all this fake. Like, there's no way I could spend 8 weeks with somebody holding hands and all that, but we don't kiss. After week two, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, though. She has requirements. Remember? She has inch requirements.
Yeah.
But she's bringing no oral skills to this at all. None. Not even lip to lip. Not even lip to forehead. Not even lip to cheek. Nothing. No. But she's got requirements?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. She just doesn't like him. I mean, women say this from the get-go.
I think the people that you sleep with that require 8 inches but don't want to kiss you, you normally have to leave money when you That's well, some pretty woman shit. Like, we don't kiss. Okay, well, thanks. This was great. Who brags about wanting 8 inches but won't kiss a man? Just stop it.
I'll tell you what I really got out of this entire housewarming with Shaquille and Kirsten. Let's talk to the 3 to 5 black men that watch our recaps. Tell all your friends, all your boys, avoid that black paint. We can see it. That is not a real beard. That her Kirsten's cousin's husband, that painted on beard, looked like it was straight out the coloring book. Stop it. If your beard is patchy, just you gotta go through it. And it's like when you get locks, you gotta go through that rough stage and just let it work. Okay, stop painting that shit on. We can see it. Don't let the barber lie to you and be like, oh man, it looks good. It looks so natural. I can't even tell.
What's funny is that Kirsten's cousin, when they were getting interviewed separately, she was like, well, you know, these things can grow. They got to be patient. Her husband was just like, mm-mm. But he knows he can't say anything because he has to go home with her. Yes. But he knows this is not going to work. Your cousin won't even kiss this man. Let's just go ahead and wrap this up now.
Yo, I love this one from Dallas Boss, man. Said when Dom left, Kirsten thought, girl, we can leave.
How you do that? Take me with you. She looking at Dominic and she's leaving. She pulling the color purple.
Oh, man, y'all are not kind to Kirsten at all. Kirsten's as fake as a $3 bill. Oh, my God. Y'all are not kind to her at all either. But I understand why. I totally understand why. All right. Chris and Nicole, we got to get to our last couple here before we get to the couples get together. Chris and Nicole, watching her with her friend, Nicole with her friend, let me know. Neither you nor I could have Nicole as a friend and sit down for a conversation for longer than 3 minutes, and that may be stretching it.
Why do you say that? I talked to quite a few people I don't like. So, like, what makes you say that? I mean, it's a gift.
I mean, it would be frustrating because she talks in circles, goes on and on and on, and it's just like, oh my God. It's like, that was tough for me to watch, and I'm watching it on TV.
Well, so when they first sat down, I applauded Nicole's perspective, mm-hmm. that she said that Chris is normally the kind of guy that she would run away from.
Right.
You know, if she was in a regular dating situation, she'd say, hey, this probably is not working. And so this whole process where, you know, you got to live together and all that, it's forcing her to look past that and actually get to know him and really start to fall for him. But she is so in her head from her past traumas of relationships, mm-hmm. that I could see her being the one that causes this to end with a made up story in her mind.
Right.
Why is he being so nice? Is he being so nice because of this? Is he doing this? He made me coffee. What does that mean? Why did he make me coffee? He put cream in yesterday. He didn't put cream in today. What is he trying to say about me and dairy? Like, she's just all in her head.
We had sex yesterday morning instead of coffee. This morning he made me coffee. Doesn't mean he doesn't want to have sex?
Exactly. Does he not want sex? Does he not want sex at all? Is this community coffee way better than me sexually? How can I be as good as community coffee? What do I need to do?
And that's what I mean by not being able to last 3 minutes having that conversation.
She's just so in her head. I just had to be like, look, let me just stop you right there, Nicole. Take a bite of your salad and stop. You're being a problem right now. Pineapples. Nicole, pineapples right now.
But, you know, they get to the housewarming planning, right? And you see them. She has the whole plan for the decoration. They even go back and show us them talking about the planning, right? She had everything laid out. This is what we're going to do. He's like, all right, you know, I'll make these wings then. No, that does not fit in my plan. I didn't think she was going to let him have any say-so, but then she did.
Well, she did. Now, I'll be honest. I get a little annoyed with overly themed parties, and I say that after just having my Mardi Gras crawfish boil.
I'm about to say,
go to my Instagram page. Go to my Instagram, you can see the pictures. I have my Mardi Gras crawfish boil. I had beads out. I had covering that had crawfish on it. The paper plates had crawfish on it. That's the thing. But I didn't get too deep into it. For right. her, the whole flamingo thing that she wanted to do. Let's go mm-hmm. mingle with flamingos. I was like, okay, that's kind of corny. But I guess so.
Hey, don't say the word corny. That's been a bad word all week.
No. I'm corny. It's me and Michael B. Jordan. I'm glad to be in that category of corny people. But the whole flamingo shirts, like, I'm glad Chris said no. But here's what bothered me about Chris. Chris would have, like, wore the shirt.
Yes.
Even though that she knows he doesn't like it, he still would have wore it. And she had to keep pushing him to say something. I was like, dude, Chris, say no. She wants you to show you have a backbone.
Right.
Step up and say something. And that's going to annoy her after a while, which we talked about in the beginning of this episode, this season.
Well, she told his friends that, which, okay. We don't have a lot of roles on these shows, okay? Usually it's more other couples than us. When they allow the friends to come in, it's, you know, one or two and out of the entire cast. Why did their black friend, why did Chris's black friend show up late? I'm just saying, come on, man. You can't just do the stereotypical thing and show up late. Stop it.
Because that's what we do.
I was like, come on, you, brother.
You must be Devontae. Oh, yeah, yeah, what's up? Where's the food at?
Yeah, he walked in ready to eat. Not even any, it was like, right, where Chris? All right, cool. Where the food at, though?
Wait, where's the food? Are you hungry? Always. Bring it.
You got any Schlitz malt liquor?
Because, hey, but
45.
But that's what we do. We don't want to show up right at 3, because at 3, you could still be prepping. We want to show up right when you're ready to serve. So it's like, what time you plan on serving? 3:45? I'll be there 3:55.
Look, Devontae knows that he's got white friends. They're on time. He knew that. He just was like, I'm just going to show up when I feel like it.
But that's because they're his friends. When it's your friends, it's your white friends, you're like, they know I'm going to be late. Who gives a shit? If it was like the first time being around some folks, then okay, maybe it'd be on time, maybe 5 minutes late. But it's like, these are your friends. Yeah, you know what? I'll get there when I get there. I know they have a camera crew and this is all going to be on air, but I'm going to show up when I want to show up.
Right. Apparently.
Yeah.
Got to make sure the shoes match. Got to coordinate. Oh, my God. I was just like, that just struck me. I'm sorry. I just had to point that out.
No, good call out. Good call out.
So when that her friends are talking to Chris, anything stood out to you from that conversation?
I think they're doing similar to what Nicole did with Chris when they first met. They're trying to tell him that she's mm-hmm. very strong, very opinionated. You're going to have to rise up and say some stuff. And they're right. trying to give him like nicely to say, hey, have a backbone.
Yes.
And push back, because that's what Nicole's concern is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see from her friends, they're like, okay, you're not going to work out long term if you don't eventually step up. They think that it's great that he is a nice person and he's treating her better than any guy has. And that's why it's weird for her, because she's not used to it. But at some point, though, he's still going to have a backbone and say something. And so they're trying to give him that nugget. Now, will he take it? I don't know. Don't know.
And apparently it's working her nerves, because she made it a point to tell his friends that.
Mm-hmm.
And just pointing out like, yeah, you know, just I need him to, it gets frustrating if I have to keep asking, are you sure? Are you cool with it? Are you sure? Are you sure you're sure? Are yeah. you sure you're sure you're sure?
Are we good? Are we cool? Do you love me? Do you love me yet? What about now? Okay, we just had morning sex. Do you love me now?
Do you love me more than coffee?
Yeah, but I did that thing you like. Do you love me now? Tell me you love me. I just need to know, do you love me? Why do you not love me? What's wrong with me? She has a whole lot of past trauma. And they're trauma bonding. We talked about that before. But
yeah,
they are just a bit of a... again, I think there's a lot of possibilities for them. And I think it can work. But Chris is going to have to come out of his shell and say yes. some more things and show that backbone, because Nicole is going to need it. And it's not that she wants a man to put her in her place. I think that's a negative description of it.
Right.
I just think she wants to know that you're doing something because you want to do it. You're not like trying to sacrifice all the time to make her happy.
It's when her friend said, you're not a fighter. That wasn't a compliment. So just want to, I need him to understand that. Now, the couples got together in the apartment common area to, you know, meet up and talk that. About how everything...
You like that, right?
I was like,
they're all just coming that? Downstairs? They just reserved the...
They reserved
the clubhouse. Exactly. They reserved the clubhouse.
And that's what it was. They get together, they come in there, then, you know, of course, McKinley and Dominic, the last ones in there. And, of course, McKinley goes over and grabs him a White Claw. I was not surprised by that at all. I was like, of course you would. Of course you would. Of course.
That's the white frat-tastic drink. just, you know, the Sigma Chi's, we got White Claws, and we have a pool party. Come on over.
It's like when you had white wine coolers. Like, why are you drinking that? Stop it.
Zimas. And then you spice it up, put the little powder stuff, make it a different color. Ooh, this is a cool Zima. No, it's still a Zima.
What about when they all sat down there, they're all asking, like, how's everybody doing? And McKinley just going in for all the tea. Hey, so, anybody had sex yet?
Yeah, he's just dropping bombs. Does anybody have, before I tell y'all about us, anybody have sex yet? Just out of curiosity. Let's make it weird. Let's get real quick.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. I really liked what Clint had to say. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm team Clint, because Clint was like, you know, we had some struggles, but I think we overcome it. We're working on some things. And I want to like dig deeper and know more about Gina. I want to know what 5-year-old Gina want to do with her life and look at 35. I mean, he's really wanting to know more about her to help build that thing. And I was like, you know what? Team Clint. I thought that was good. But Matt dropping that bomb was terrible.
Nicole said that about Clint too, about him. You know, that was a romantic thing that he said. And Rusty and Krusty don't usually go with romance, but she thought it was the most romantic thing she'd ever heard him say. I will say, I thought he said something else. Yeah, I want to know all the Rusty, Krusty bits. And I was like,
where are we going?
I thought he said something else. I was like, oh, bits, B-I-T-S. Okay, good thing I had the closed caption on. I thought they were about to fight.
Part of me was like, you saw some of the Rusty Krusty when she was getting interviewed earlier in the day because she didn't look all that great. I was like, wow, Gina, you could have put the hair down. You're on camera. Let's fake it a little bit.
Stop it. Don't take another sip of that whiskey.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
So here's the thing. As they're going around, of course, Matt dropping that bomb, right? But then they go around and Jasmine said that Eris, you know, she's attracted to Eris and that Eris is not sexually attracted to her. It got so quiet and so awkward. It was like, you know, when they say, it's so quiet you can hear a mouse pissing on cotton. That was that moment.
Mm-hmm. Which... I get it. It's reality show. So that's why they have to say some of the stuff. Part mm-hmm. of me is like, why would you say that to the group? What does it say about you?
Right.
But it's a fact. And then when she said it, Eris is trying to sit as far back away from her as possible. Like, yeah, and I'm a sexual person.
I just don't want none of that.
And I don't understand why. I just don't want none of that. So... and I'm sure they're all looking like, hey, Jasmine's a beautiful girl. Like, what's the issue? And all the sex stuff that Eris has talked mm-hmm. when they had the bachelor party and all that up until this moment, I'm sure the guys are like, help me understand
right
what the issue is.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, like Tony says here, stop telling people you think he's attractive when you know he doesn't like you. Yeah. And even Dallas Boss agreeing, like, you know, Jasmine looks so sad at the group meeting. Because... man, did you feel sorry for her? Because I think almost she was looking for some sympathy in that space.
No, I don't feel sorry for her at all.
I mean, you wouldn't.
But that's just because I'm a Scorpio and I'm an asshole. But I don't feel sorry for her because, like, hey, you came on this show. Here's what you got to deal with.
There you go again.
Well, I'm just saying, like, here's what you got to deal with. I don't feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because I think she deserves better. And she deserves somebody that really wants to be with her. And she just, they match her with somebody who's just not feeling her for whatever reason. And we've all been there in life. I mean, there's been people I really liked and they were just like, Terrell's too corny. I'm not interested. I get it. And I can't be upset about that. I just got to move on. But I agree with Tony Michelle. I'm not going to keep complimenting this person
right.
who thinks I'm not attractive. I'm like, okay, well, kick rocks.
So then they asked about the other couples. And of course, at one point, it finally gets around to Mac and Dominique, and they got an answer, and they tell everyone. What did you think when they told people that they weren't going to be together? Did they get into divorce?
Well, I like how Mac approached it, because mm-hmm. he was trying to say, hey, this was a group decision.
Right.
It's like when you hear people say that, you know, y'all broke up, what happened? Well, it was a mutual decision, which we all know most of the time it's not mutual.
Right,
but
exactly.
It was a mutual decision. I think he tried to handle it really well, and then Dom opened her mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was just some negative things, and you know, I like to live a certain, you know, lifestyle, yes, where there's no drama, and I wanted to get out before it got really negative and ugly. You're making Max sound like he is this, you yeah. know, made Max sound like he was Tina Turner Turner's husband, Ike. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, he wasn't that bad. It's just you, and you got to be able to own it. And then once everybody's like trying to give her advice, she's, yeah, well, maybe there could be another chance, but you're just saying that just to shut everybody up.
Well, that's because everybody bullied her to give him another chance, or at least say that she's going to give him another chance. Because even here's the thing I thought about that, though, is that everybody's giving their advice, Nicole giving advice and all this other stuff, and Clint encouraging them to stay together so he can have another shot at Dom. That's the only thing that was going through my mind. Like, I see you, Clint. I see what you're doing. You just want a shot. You want to play spin the bottle.
Hey, I think Clint was being genuine when he said that. Now, for Nicole to be like, Dom, you're going to regret this. No, she's not.
Right.
Because all of us, when we were 25, we did and said stupid shit that we don't regret today. We're just like, oh, yeah, that was then. And I'm sure Dom at some point will realize, hey, when I was 25, yeah, I did that thing, but I don't regret it. Because it made me better. And I think all the mistakes and different things that I did that was stupid when I was 25, I don't regret any of it because I learned something from it. Unfortunately, there was collateral damage, you know, to other folks. But I learned a lot about myself and I grew. And hopefully Dom will do the same. But she is definitely not going to regret walking away from Mac.
Well, she grew in the fact that from the time they sat down with Pastor Cal and she couldn't say it, when they get back to the apartment, she was able to tell him, like, yeah, well, no, I was just a peer pressure. Because he's like, was it a peer pressure? She's like, well, you know, Nicole just staring at me, and I just, I didn't like that. And, you know, I basically just said it just to say it. And you know what this is. But we can still be friends. I respect Mac, though. Mac grew up here and said, I don't want to be your friend.
Mac's nicer than me because you wouldn't have came back to my apartment.
And you wouldn't have gotten a hug on the way out either.
No, you would have came back to the apartment. I'd have just dapped you up downstairs in front of everybody. All right, then. Hope you do well. And then I'd go upstairs and pack my stuff. You're not going to come up there with me. And then she's like, well, I want to be friends. Can we hug? No. Yeah. You go hug yourself. Get out of here.
You go hug that pillow.
Yeah, there's no way I could have been that nice. And I agree with Dallas Boss. Yes. I am. Totally am. Cold. But there's no way I could say? Be cool with you.
Yeah, colder than the other side of the pillow in January when I paid the light bill.
Yep. Totally. I would. I can totally shut it off. Mm. And I think that's if I was in Mac's shoes, I would have just went straight cold. And I can't be cool with you. We can't hang out. Give me time to process this. You just offered to divorce me earlier today or yesterday. And now you want to like be BFFs and give me a hug? Get out of here with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, like Yolanda said, why did they even show up for the group meeting? Producer's call, obviously. And to be quite honest, they had to let the group know, right? They never just let the couples just disappear and that be it. They at least have to say, you know, all right, well, here's what's going on with them. And let them at least tell it so they can get that moment on camera, that shock and awe. Shout out to everybody who's been in the checking in, especially in the live chat. Got Fueled by Intentions, who said, hello, loved ones, caught alive so I can disagree in real time. We love it. this one from Hugo, who said, greetings from Los Angeles. I often can't catch the episode, but I sure catch your recaps.
Thank you, Hugo.
Yes, definitely appreciate it.
I don't know about the rest of the group, but I don't really want to see Dom again until the reunion.
Really?
I don't think she needs to be involved in anything until the reunion. Like, we're good.
We know we're going to see her.
Yeah, and like, she shouldn't be on another after party. Just go to the reunion and spit more of your bullshit.
Right.
And make it seem like you're the victim. And then hook up with Clint.
Oh, look at this. So here's, I think this is your frat brother here. Charles, who says, my wife and I believe Kirsten is still in a relationship with her ex-Kappa boyfriend. Of course. Mm. We believe Shaq is going to try her at some point. Yeah, it looks like it from next week, right?
See, this is why I don't like dating girls who date Kappas, because there's a problem with these dudes. They have a lot of issues, a lot of ego. They can't just let it go. You know, if I meet a girl and she's like, yeah, my ex is a Kappa, I'm out.
Because you can't measure up.
To the cane? No. To the real thing? Sure can.
It's going to leave you out there on that ledge by yourself, brother. Next week's look like it's going to be interesting, though. I think the part that really gets me, I think we've seen a couple comments already here in the live chat about even Chris and Nicole. And I know that stood out to you.
Why in the world would Chris tell her, I wanted someone, you know, I told the experts I wanted someone with a pretty face and all that, but, you know, you're a lot thicker. Then why would you say that? Now, here's my issue with Chris. If Chris was like uber fit and then they paired him up with somebody who was thick, I can get you have an issue over that because whatever. But dude, you're not there. No. So why would you say that out loud to somebody, and especially somebody you know has dealt with image issues and dealt with dudes saying this type of negative crap to them, and it gets all in her head? Why would you say that?
They showed us a clip. We have no idea what she asked and how many times she asked before he said that.
He should have never, ever, 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 ever tell the woman, you know what? I tend to date people who are not as thick as you. There's nothing that she should have said to make him say that. He's an ass.
Yeah, I mean, but
you don't say that to anybody.
Awkward. You know,
you don't say that to anybody. If you love her, you're sleeping with her. It'd be one thing if they hadn't had sex yet. Mm-hmm. And he might say, this has been my reservation. You're a little bit more, I don't know how to handle all that. I don't know how to get the legs, and this is different for me. But you've already been sleeping with her, and then right. Now you're going to bring up a comment about her weight? Thick women are sexy as shit. Mm-hmm. And you've already been sleeping with her. Don't say that. Just say, hey, maybe you're a little too outspoken. Maybe you're a little too alpha female energy, and I got to, like, adapt to that. But never say, I normally don't date people who are as thick as you after we've been sleeping together.
You never know what she asked. We'll find out next week. And something else I want to find out is what happens with Shaquille and Kirsten, because this looks like it's about to be interesting.
Well, I'm hoping Shaq realizes, okay, there's nothing that's going to happen that's going to make her want to kiss you. Mm-hmm. So you need to start emotionally checking out of this and eventually walk away. Because you got to be patient. Bullshit. I shouldn't have to be patient to get a tongue in my mouth. It shouldn't take all that. I'm not asking to do some freaky stuff. I just want to kiss. And I got to be this patient. I got to wait 2 weeks just for someone to kiss me and, you know, put the tongue in my mouth?
No, he got a kiss. He got the kiss on her forehead.
That forehead was so amazing. No, sorry.
You've never had forehead until you've had
I've never had forehead. She is that what they mean by she gives good brain? Is that what that says?
Oh, man, don't forget, we are back Friday, ready to love. That's going to be at 9:15, 8:15 Central, that recap. Of course, next Monday, episode 124, and next Wednesday, right back here for Married at First Sight recap, season 16, episode 10. We're on the other side, man. On the other side, we're getting there.
Are we there? Are we though?
No, because they added 3 more episodes.
Exactly. No, we're not on either side of shit. I'm just embracing it. It's whatever.
Oh my God. I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.